Give him my congratulations. That's exciting.
I will. We have a younger son, Isaac, who is healthy.
Great.
And if he's 12, in any other family, he'd be the star, but Clifford kind of overshadows it.
Understand.
All right. So I understand we have 10 minutes.
Is that what we're doing, 10 minutes?
10 minutes.
Okay.
I thought it was 2 hours, but that's all right.
Governor Rauner, I have a feeling you want to talk to me about the turnaround agenda. What do you have to say before I launch into some of my questions?
You're right. The turnaround agenda is really focused right now. We've got to get the General Assembly to take some tough votes to get our state going in the right direction here in this spring session, hopefully by May 31st, all as part of our budget process for 2016.
Yeah, I have seen and heard the presentations a number of times, and what you kind of read my mind about the budgeting process. How does the turnaround agenda become the overarching thing, more so than the budget, talking about these right-to-work things? The budget house is on fire, but first, right-to-work.
Well, you know, balancing a budget is really not that hard if you're committed to it. We will have a balanced budget under any scenario. But what a lot of folks are pushing is they say, let's raise taxes. Let's put in a graduated income tax to balance our budget. My response is the people of Illinois are already heavily taxed. And you can look at other states, New Jersey, New York, California, who put in a graduated income tax. Many of them, like New Jersey, can't even afford to pay their pensions even with a graduated income tax and high property tax like us. Raising taxes isn't the answer. It's structural reform, getting power out of the special interest groups in the state government, power back to the people, the voters and the taxpayers, so they control government costs, they control school costs, they control our competitiveness in our economy. We need those structural reforms, and then we can talk about the budget itself.
That might be a good idea. But the fire, it's happening right now. What you're talking about, I would think, would be a long game.
Yeah, it's really not that long. Our legislative priorities can be put into a half a dozen bills or so. And the reality is the General Assembly here in Springfield passes about 600 bills a year. So this is not that hard if we stay focused and disciplined. And as part of the budgeting process, it's all in the works right now. We formed legislative working groups with the members in the General Assembly. We spent some time with Speaker Madigan and President Cullerton a few days ago, selecting legislators to join us in these working groups, because I think we can get these bills drafted and ready to be passed by May 31st, along with the budget. It's very doable.
You got to get 60 and 30, and you know what I'm talking about. And if I'm one of the lawmakers, I came here to vote for my district or to do something. I didn't necessarily come here to do what Bruce Rauner says. I was elected just like you were.
That's exactly right. And I'm working for every family in every one of the districts for every member of the General Assembly. We all have the same goals to improve the quality of life for every family in every district and every county and every city. That's what our turnaround agenda is about. It's about good government reform. It's not partisan at all. And we've got a lot of Democrats as well as Republicans who support the turnaround agenda. And I'm very excited. I'm confident we can get it done.
60 and 30.
That's exactly right. We need 60 votes in the House of Representatives, and we need 30 votes in the Senate for it. In a meeting with members of the General Assembly almost every day, one-on-one and in small groups, talking about the agenda and answering questions. We're also traveling the state, meeting with city councils, with chambers of commerce, county boards. And I'm excited. You know, Rockford passed a resolution last night supporting our turnaround agenda. And that's a city that's strong with Democrats. Effingham County voted to endorse it, a Republican county primarily. We're getting bipartisan support all around the state. This is a very doable turnaround agenda.
Pass all my things in this order, not one, not a few, all. What kind of negotiation is that where you say, here's everything I want, there's no plan B?
Well, we've laid out our priorities, and we've been very clear about this. We have a four-year agenda that has about 44 goals to improve the quality of life, to improve schools, improve jobs, get rising incomes, reduce the tax burden. We have a four-year goal and set of priorities, and we've laid that out to the members of the General Assembly. And your listeners, if they'd like to learn about that, can come to illinois.gov, the website, and read about our agenda. But we also have an agenda that's a couple-month agenda. I called it a four-month agenda a couple months ago. That's what it is. And that's a handful of bills, about six or eight bills, really, in its current form. And that's very doable, and it's can be done as part of the budgeting process for 2016.
There's a committee that's meeting as we speak that Speaker Madigan has formed, kind of in response to your April 3rd announcement, and I'm wondering what you make of that.
It's just part of the process. The Speaker and I discussed this last week. We've indicated that, there have to be certain cuts in our expenditures beyond the 2.25% cuts that were agreed across the board by in the bill that we passed for 2015. The leaders were aware of those, that we had to do broader cuts. Some of them were not specified, per se, in the bill. And now it's just the process of communicating about the cuts, which ones are going to happen. As our budget director, Tim Newding, has said, there may have to be a few additional cuts in order to make sure the budget for 2015 is balanced. Having good dialogue about that, good communication on it, that's just part of good government and bipartisan. I think it's a good thing.
Is there a trust problem between you and the lawmakers?
Boy, not with us and the leaders at all. We have very good communication, and we're working well together. I think there's always the opportunity to have better communication to each member of the General Assembly. Each caucus is managed differently by the leaders. Some members are more informed than others, more involved than others. And this is part of the process. There are 177 members of the General Assembly. Making sure each is involved in every detail is a challenge, but we'll try to do the best we can.
Yeah, I get a sense of going to some of these meetings that, okay, we thought we had a deal before spring break, and now this? What? And they act surprised, and they act that, where did this, for example, autism, where did this come from?
Right. The leaders and some of the top members of the General Assembly were aware that there were going to have to be additional cuts, but some other members were not aware, so that communication didn't happen down to down to every member of the caucuses. Hopefully we'll do better as a team. It's something I'm trying to figure out as governor. How much do I directly talk to each member versus allow the caucus leaders to handle that communication? But going forward, we'll try to communicate as best we can. The key is that we solved this problem on 2015, a budget crisis that was created by Pat Quinn with a $1.6 billion budget hole. We fixed it on a bipartisan basis without taxing and without borrowing. That's quite an accomplishment for the General Assembly and our administration.
One of the meetings I speak of, and they know how to do it, they bring up a mom who breaks down in tears. I have two kids with autism, blah, blah, and then she's crying. If you were in that room, what would you say to her?
I'd say I feel very bad about cuts. I don't want to have to make cuts. But we also have been spending money that we don't have in Illinois for decades. We've been not honest with taxpayers and with the voters. And as I've emphasized, I want to make us competitive so we can be very compassionate. We can afford to be compassionate. I don't want to make cuts, and I certainly want to try to restore as much autism funding as I possibly can. With our turnaround agenda done as part of the budgeting, we'll have the resources so we don't have to make as serious a cuts on many of these programs as we've had for 2015.
Well, we'll see how that turns out, and it's really going to be interesting. You've enjoyed being governor for, is this the 100th day?
I think that's about right. I think it is the 100th day today.
Surprises good, surprises bad. In that time, I had no idea. How has it been for you?
You know what? I have been deeply energized, honored, and humbled to work for the people of Illinois. I just, every morning, I count my blessings. This is an opportunity to help improve the future and the quality of life for 12.5 million wonderful people here in this state that I love dearly. It's a lot of hard work, a lot of problems, and many tough decisions that, frankly, I wish we didn't have to make, but we also inherited a crisis. We'll fix it, and then we'll be able to be a compassionate, competitive state again with a great future.
What has been the biggest surprise for you that if one of your, buddies from way back when said, well, how's it going, Bruce? Well, I really had no idea that I'd deal with or that I'd see.
The two biggest surprises by far is how much I really enjoy the work. I feel very honored by it and very energized by it. That's a surprise because a lot of people said, oh, I'm going to hate politics because I've never done it before. I really enjoy it. Being out, traveling the state, solving problems, working for the people, I'm just very humbled and I love it. Second thing I'll say is I'm surprised by how much I like the members of the General Assembly. I haven't gotten to know all 177 yet, but I'm getting darn close. And I like them. They're good people with good hearts who are, the vast majority are here for the right reasons. And I'm excited to work with them, with Democrats and Republicans alike. We're all elected to do a job, to deliver results for the families of this state. And as I remind everybody every day, the good Lord didn't make us Democrats or Republicans. He made us in his image to do his work, work together to make the world a better place. And that's what we're going to do on a bipartisan basis, solve problems.
Yeah, those guys are okay one-on-one, but get them in a group of 118 or 59. Andy Menard was on the radio this morning saying that you hadn't weighed in on his education funding, that you'd been either silent or non-committal on it. Where's that going to go?
I'm not sure where his specific bill goes. Andy and I have met in private, one-on-one, about his bills a couple times. And I've told Andy that I agree with him on two points. One, we should increase state support for education. Two, we should emphasize and focus with that support primarily on lower-income districts. And then the point that we've got to work out is, what ways should the funding formula change? You know, there are a lot of different ways to skin that cat. I don't have a specific recommendation yet. Andy's laid out one idea. Some folks are adamantly opposed to his idea. Others support it. I'm looking forward to working with Andy and the General Assembly to come up with a formula that works, supporting especially the lower-income districts, the smaller districts that need more support, and moving Illinois up. You know, we're 50 out of 50. We're dead last in state support for education. That's a tragedy. I want to change it. I want to get much more state support for our schools.
That can be done this year.
As soon as we can. You know, we've got a lot to take on, and as I mentioned, we've got to get our financial house in order with our turnaround agenda done and get the budget passed in 2016.
Thank you. Anything else you want me to know or that I should have asked?
No, I just want to give our best wishes from our administration to all your listeners out there. Come to Illinois.gov, learn about our turnaround agenda, and I hope when you're talking to your representative or your senator, give a call, send a letter, support the turnaround agenda. Learn about it, support it, let your local mayor and your city council, your county board, let them know that you want the turnaround agenda done, because this will empower you as a voter, you as a taxpayer, to get more control of your government costs, your schools, and your economy. Empowering you as a voter in Illinois is what our agenda is about. Please help us. We'll get this done.
And thank you.